At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This is VSiN's College Basketball Betting Podcast. Here is your host, Tim Murray.
Welcome in, everyone. Another edition of the VSiN College Basketball Betting Podcast. Running alongside Matt Eumanns at Matt Eumanns 247. No pressure. Just went 5-0 last week on this very podcast. I am Tim Murray. Mr. Eumanns, March is here. And if you're not aware, John Rothstein will tweet that about 15 times a day. But I'm curious your method right now when it comes to some of these smaller conference tournaments. Adam and I talked about it a little bit earlier this week, but do you have a method to going about attacking some of these smaller conferences? What is, over the years, the way you've kind of played out this week and a half or so?
I don't really have a set philosophy in these tournaments. I mean, it's very similar to what I do most of the season. But I always feel like the dogs are even better plays in the conference tournaments because a lot of times these teams, we'll use Maryland as an example. The Terrapins are, what, 1-8 on the road in the Big Ten? They're unbeatable at home, 10-0, but they can't win away from home. And a lot of these teams that end up being favorites in the conference tournaments, the numbers are inflated because they're not going to be as strong when they're away from their home courts. So I always feel like, and a lot of times you're going to get dogs that are more desperate too in conference tournaments who their season's on the line. They got a little bit more to play for, playing with more of an edge, playing with desperation. And I very seldom play favorites in these unless the situation sets up really well, Tim, unless a team is in the underdog role and maybe has played, 3 days in a row, and you sense that team's going to be tired and worn out. And since you always look for situations like that in the conference tournaments when you got back-to-back teams playing on back-to-back days and 3 days in a row, things like that. But I feel like there's even more value in the dogs when we get to March.
I want to hit on just one conference tournament before we take a look at Saturday's slate, and certainly sure. Next week we'll hit on when all these, you know, the brackets are set for the bigger conferences, and it's very fluid, and this being a podcast, we're not going to go too in depth on these games because, you know, there's games going on right now and they'll have new spreads tomorrow. We're recording this on Thursday afternoon, so we're going to look mostly at Saturday and Sunday here. But one situation that we know is probably going to happen is part three of Gonzaga and St. Mary's. And the betting market, depending on where you look, Matt, has really swung in the favor of the Zags. DraftKings, for example, I think open minus 110 both ways in the futures market. And as we talk right now, Gonzaga is minus 135, St. Mary's plus 115. And I want to say the cheapest price I saw earlier today was Zags minus 120. Now, I got to remember, they both have to win their semifinal game. But you were on the Zags last Saturday night in a revenge spot. Zags played really well. St. Mary's showed a little life and came back and kept it close, but ultimately the Zags covered. Any thoughts on Tuesday night in Vegas, Zags, Gales, likely match number three? And would you take a look at the futures market right now, or would you just wait until we ultimately get this showdown on Tuesday night?
Yeah, I think if you can lay 120 with the Zags right now, I'd do it. Obviously, I saw that price open up to win the West Coast Conference Tournament at Pick'em. It was minus 110 on the Zags and St. Mary's when it opened. And I thought the Zags should be slight favorites. And by the time you get to the championship game, I think the Zags will be probably two-point favorites in the championship game. So 120 is a fair money line for a small favorite like that. And that's the team I like anyway. We talked about this a little bit last week, Tim, and I think St. Mary's is being overrated by a lot of people. And I like Randy Bennett. He's a hell of a coach. And this is a pretty good defensive team, but they like to play slow, low possession basketball. I think they're a little bit too limited offensively to go deep in the tournament. And the more I watch the Zags, the more I'm starting to like him. Their ceiling is so much higher offensively. I just feel like the Zags are going to be a better basketball team in March. And they're not going to be playing Chicago State every night, but they look pretty good. They look pretty damn good offensively again last night against the Cougars. I just think that my personal rating has the Zags 3 points better than St. Mary's, but I've got St. Mary's lower than a lot of people, so I'm going with the Zags in the West Coast Conference.
Well, we mentioned it a couple times. Gonzaga, you know, the past month, second best team in the country, according to Bart Torvik, just behind Houston, number one in the country in adjusted offensive efficiency. The defense has some question marks. And I'll say this, their road to me, even though I think they struggled in one of their games against Santa Clara, their semifinal, in my opinion, is easier than what St. Mary's will have to deal with, which is Loyola Marymount, who beat both Gonzaga and St. Mary's this year and has a guard in Cam Shelton who has the capabilities, as we've seen in March, Matt. He's the type of guy that could take over a game. I'm not expecting St. Mary's to lose that game, but the reason, if you do like Gonzaga, in my opinion, why it's worth laying minus 120 now, what if St. Mary's does get upset by Loyola Marymount? It's happened once before. And what if Cam Shelton goes off and then you might be sitting there and you're going to have to lay double digits in the West Coast Conference Championship? So would you say, is that why? Because I would recommend playing it, if you like Gonzaga, playing the minus 120 now, because you never know. It's likely going to be St. Mary's, but it could be Loyola Marymount. Loyola Marymount's capable, especially with a guard like Shelton, of pulling up an upset over St. Mary's.
That's a good point, because Loyola beat both teams, and that's one thing to consider. I would expect St. Mary's to get past that game to the championship, but still it's something to think about, kind of like a backup option if you do bet that. But I still think 120 is a fair price on the Zags. Like you said, it might end up being a real bargain. Who knows? But how'd things go the last time Loyola played Gonzaga?
Not well, if you bet Loyola like I did.
What did they lose by 40?
43. They were down 68-28 at halftime. that was one of those games, Matt, where you just sat back if you had Loyola Marymount like I did, and you said, "Well, this one's over." It was over in 4 minutes. The Zags. Just quick aside before we jump into Saturday's slate. What do you make of Gonzaga? Because this is a team that I think over the years people have kind of crapped on, oh, they can't win the big one. Okay, they've made it to two national championships games in the past, what, 5 years. It's still pretty darn impressive. This isn't a, you know, Jalen Suggs-led or Chet Holmgren-led or Zach Collins-led team, but I've been kind of like what you said. I've been impressed this past month. It feels like they're hitting their stride, and yeah. I would say this year more than ever, it's trying to find the horse that has just got the momentum, and it does feel like a bit to me, Matt, that the Zags have got that momentum going right now.
Well, he could, and you know, if the bracket breaks the right way, the Zags could get to another Final Four, but it's kind of useless to even talk about that stuff now until mm-hmm. we see the bracket and see what teams are in there. My issue with the Zags is kind of what you hinted at earlier. I don't think they're good enough defensively to really get by. Let's say if Gonzaga had to play Houston, that would be a nightmare matchup, ooh, I think.
Yeah. Zags,
you know, something like that. But I don't think they're good enough defensively, but I do think they've got the experience. And guys like, you know, Drew Timmy, who's been playing college basketball for, it seems like, 8 years, that's why they should be better than St. Mary's, at least good enough to win that conference. And if they get the right draw, bracket breaks the right way, who knows? They're good enough offensively, I think, to make a threat. I never dump on the Zags. I think, really, Tim, if you go back to that national championship game against North Carolina, I thought Gonzaga got screwed by the officials in that
Zach
game.
Zach Collins doesn't get two fouls in the first 3 minutes. I think they win, personally.
Right. The officials put Zach Collins and their big men on the bench early in that game, and that was a huge factor in the Tar Heels winning that national championship game. If not for the Zags getting screwed by the refs, it might have been a totally different outcome in that game, right? So
I agree. Yeah. I mean, and look, not that this is a Gonzaga defensive podcast here, but it's pretty hard to win your first round game every year, but they do it. And, you know, you could say, well, they play in the West Coast Conference. Well, when you go to the NCAA tournament, your conference doesn't mean anything. And they haven't lost a first round game, I think, in like 15 years. So, yeah, we'll see. I like what I've seen. But and that's the thing, too. And we'll dive more deeper into it. Just a programming note. Myself, Matt Humans, Adam Burke will be live on VSiN at 7 o'clock Eastern on Selection Sunday. So mark that down. It'll be in your podcast feed as well. We're going to break down the bracket. We'll have, you know, our early best bets, you know, who's got a good path, all of that. So some programming note there for everybody. All right, let's jump to Saturday, Matt. Obviously no lines yet. But, you know, you and I can kind of look at some situational spots here. Anything initially, before I kind of tee you up on games, anything initially on the last regular season, you know, Saturday, Sunday of the season, anything immediately jump out to you?
Yeah, there's a lot of things jumping out this weekend, Tim. I think it's going to be a great weekend of hoops. It's going to be tough to top last weekend and all the stuff that happened. I mean, that was February madness, and that was a warm-up. How about Alabama at Texas A&M? I thought Bama was really lucky to make that comeback against Auburn last night, and I still don't like the way this Tide team plays, Tim. It's helter-skelter on the offensive end, and I think they're going to be fade material in March. I don't know about this A&M game, but I'm looking to fade Bama in the SEC tournament, and now that they have clinched the SEC regular season, it might be a spot to play Texas A&M. I really haven't made my mind up on that. Iowa State at Baylor. How about Caleb Grill is done.
Mm-hmm.
The Cyclones. I thought he was the glue of that team. You know, you could glue, heartbeat, whatever cliche you want to use. I thought he was the most important player on that Iowa State team. He's dismissed from the program. Cyclones, I think, have lost 5 of the last 7. Is that right?
Yep, and they're fading.
Yeah, they're fading bad. T.J. Otzelberger finally getting exposed for the phony coach he is. And Baylor's probably going to roll in that game in Waco. How about Tennessee at Auburn?
Just wrote that one down.
You know, Wes Reynolds was talking about this last night, how Auburn's a bubble team. Well, that's a pretty good bubble team if you can take Alabama and you can lead the Tide by 17 in Tuscaloosa in the second half. I think Auburn's probably going to be a play in this game against Tennessee because Zakai Ziegler, the point guard for the Vols, is out with a torn ACL. And sometimes in the first game after, you know, it's the falling star theory. In the first game after a guy goes down, the rest of the team raises its level of play. But I think this has got to be a depressing loss for the Vols and really limits what that team's going to be able to do in March. And, Auburn coming off that loss to Alabama needs a win like this to get in the field. I'm probably going to look at Auburn there, if anything.
I'll jump in there real quickly in the Auburn game. I echo everything you said. You look at, you know, where they are on the bubble, kind of a 10 seed right now, so they certainly need that win. And then remember how the last game unfolded. These two teams played. It was that 46-43, really questionable call at the end of the game. So I think all that put together, yeah, I think Auburn will be a play for me. They'll be a favorite against Tennessee, I would imagine, you know, come Saturday afternoon. So I think Auburn certainly will be on my card as well.
Yeah, I agree. Auburn's going to be a favorite. I don't want to lay too much there, but I definitely got Auburn the favorite. How about Kentucky and Arkansas? Just when it looked like the Wildcats had their act together, they lose a home game to Vandy last night. It's not a bad Vandy team, but I got to think the Razorbacks are going to be revved up to beat the Cats here, because they just had that tough road trip to Alabama, Tennessee, took a couple of losses. But I really like the way Eric Musselman's team's playing right now, and I'm going to look at Arkansas there. What do you make a number, Kentucky at Arkansas? Because I think Arkansas has got to be like a 3-point favorite. What do you think?
Could it be more?
I was going to say it might be more.
It might be more. Yeah. I mean, especially, and I know Arkansas, you know, people might say, well, they've lost two in a row. They didn't look great on Tuesday. Right. I mean, if you look at some of the advanced numbers, I mean, Alabama and Tennessee are both top five in the country, you know, per KenPom. So it's not like those have been bad losses, and they're back at home. And, you know, once again, you kind of look at where Arkansas is. They're not on the bubble by any stretch of the imagination, but, you know, they're in that 8-9 range. So I think you're going to get two pretty desperate teams here in this spot. Let me point you to a game you were all over and nailed it last Saturday. Villanova just really taking care of business against Creighton as a 6-point home dog. They're going to be home again. They're going to be a dog again against UConn. Could you see yourself back in the Wildcats, who, since Justin Moore has returned, they seem like a completely different team right now, man?
No doubt. And I've been watching Villanova closely, because I thought that there was going to be some value in playing that team now that Justin Moore's back. But, Tim, I'd much rather pick on Creighton than UConn right now. We had Creighton last Saturday as the opposition, and now it's UConn. And you got to be impressed by the way UConn's playing right now. So as of right now, it's going to be a stay away for me, because I was more than willing to bet against Creighton. I don't really want to bet against UConn in a spot.
Then we have really the game of the weekend, which is UCLA and Arizona. This was a spot UCLA was able to win on the road in a really ugly game back in late January. They win that game 58-52. UCLA lost, I beg your pardon. So you got the revenge factor here. You know, Thursday, here we are recording this. I don't know if this is a look-ahead spot for UCLA at home against Arizona State, maybe catching or laying double digits against the Sun Devils, but that is a massive game revenge spot. And UCLA seems to be kind of rolling here, Matt. Could you look for a revenge spot here for the Bruins?
You know, and UCLA has clinched the Pac-12. So I'm not sure what the Bruins' incentive is here, except to get revenge on Arizona and kind of make
one seed.
Yeah, make a statement that they're the strongest team in the Pac-12 and a one seed, which I think UCLA is a one seed and deserves, you know, a lot of people have overlooked this UCLA team. You and I have been talking about them here for the last a few weeks now, but I watched that first game. It was ugly, low scoring. It was kind of Mick Cronin's style of play, but Arizona was better at it that day. I want to see what happens tonight in the Arizona-USC game. We're taping this on Thursday afternoon. If the Wildcats beat USC tonight, I'm definitely going to look to bet against them and play UCLA in the game on Saturday. I think the Bruins are just so much better defensively. And I like this Arizona team quite a bit more from an offensive perspective. When you look at Tubelis, and if the guards get hot and shoot threes, they got potential. But Tommy Lloyd's just not a really good defensive coach, and I'm a Tommy Lloyd fan, but they got to tighten up that defense. It's probably too late to be talking about things like that when you get into March. So I'll probably look at UCLA here, as long as the number is not too much. You know, I mentioned the Arkansas line being 3. I think that's more wishful thinking on my part.
I think it'll be higher.
I think it's going to be more like 5. I would like to see this UCLA number open low, and I would bet the Bruins right away, especially if Arizona wins at USC tonight.
Yeah, no, I agree. I'm fascinated to see, like you said, we're recording this on Thursday, but I'm curious to see UCLA, how they come out, Arizona State winning in the fashion that they did. And then Hurley waving to the crowd. He's a guy who kind of likes to enjoy that role a little bit as the antagonist. Before we jump to Sunday, a couple interesting games on Sunday, and maybe a tricky spot for Houston finally, as they hit the road against a team that's kind of maybe finding their stride a little bit in Memphis. Mountain West is a conference that you keep a very close eye on, Matt. Boise State at Utah State would probably be the game of the day on Saturday in the Mountain West up in Logan. Boise State, easy winner for me earlier this week. Never in doubt, just needed, what, a 14-0 run to close out the game to get the win and cover against San Diego State. Yeah. Utah State, I was pretty impressed. They put it on UNLV on Wednesday night there at Thomas and Mack. So Utah State is finding their groove here. A pair of teams that Boise State seems to be, I think, in a little bit better shape than Utah State is
when it
comes to the NCAA tournament. Yeah, actually much better shape. So might be a situation, Matt, where you get a desperate Utah State team for a big win. Anything you're looking for in that one up in Logan on Saturday night?
No doubt. I'm looking at the Mountain West on Saturday. I see some good spots here. And I was right there with you. I was on Boise against San Diego State. I thought the Broncos were going to be the desperate team. If they got that win, that was probably going to put them in the tournament. And I think they're in. I think the Mountain West got two teams in, San Diego State and Boise. And now you got three teams, in my estimation, fighting for the third spot. That's Utah State, New Mexico, and Nevada. And Utah State needs this win. I thought you saw that from the Aggies last night, that sense of purpose. They came to Vegas and they put away the Rebels and made them look bad. You said you were impressed with Utah State. Very unimpressed with UNLV.
True.
Yeah, that was a pathetic performance by UNLV. And I'm a little bit disappointed they played so badly, Tim, because I had circled this game here for a few weeks to where, first of all, I like Utah State against Boise. And I think, the Aggies are a top 10 three-point shooting team in the country by percentage. And Boise, off that huge rally and comeback against San Diego State, a bit of a letdown spot here. That was a huge win for them. So I think Utah State's going to be the play there. I've thought for weeks that Nevada is going to roll UNLV and Reno on Saturday. I hate the way this UNLV team's playing. Unfortunately, it's no longer a secret to people because of what happened last night. They got completely exposed by Utah State. So now that number is going to be higher than what I thought it was going to be. And I was hoping to lay like 7 with Reno in that game. I think the number might even be higher now. I'm not sure where it opens, but I really think Nevada, off that loss at Wyoming, is going to put a whipping on UNLV in a revenge spot on Saturday. So that's something to keep an eye on. You know, I hate to lay points. I don't like favorites, but I'm going to find some way to bet Nevada in that game. And San Diego State can win the conference outright with a win over Wyoming. Aztecs got to be really disappointed in the way they failed to finish the game in Boise two nights ago. I think the Aztecs put away Wyoming early and run away with this one by about 20 points. So I would look for Nevada and San Diego State and blowouts, and I think Utah State's the side against Boise.
Yeah, and last nugget there on Utah State, you and I like to talk about revenge. Boise State kicked Utah State's ass on January 7th. They beat them by 23. So always kind of put that together. And like you mentioned, this is bubble time, desperation time, all of that kind of put into one. So I'm with you on Utah State in that spot. Looking ahead to Sunday, the Big Ten, another conference that you handicap quite well in some interesting spots, because you look at what these teams have done on the road this year. And you mentioned Maryland. Maryland closed at some shops as an underdog to Ohio State on Wednesday night, and the books were right. And Maryland came out with a poor performance and they lose that game. Now they're going to Penn State. Penn State, can we put them on the bubble? I think they're a little bit, So we got Penn State and Maryland here. The Nittany Lions, they are coming off of a win over Northwestern on the road at the buzzer. So that was huge for them. Trusting Maryland on the road is a terrible, terrible thing to do. So can you trust Penn State here? They'll be a slight favorite, I'd imagine, against the Terps, who, as you mentioned, I think are 1-8 with their only win in conference play on the road, Matt, being against Minnesota. And to go a step further, they have two true road wins this year, Louisville and Minnesota. Not great.
No, but man, it's not like Maryland's a bad basketball team.
You know, they're not. They're actually a good basketball team.
No, they beat some pretty good teams at home, but they're home court dominant. And that's why I say when you get them on a neutral, you get them on neutral courts in March, you're going to be a fade. You know, first of all, I want to give credit to Wes Reynolds. He talked me into Ohio State against Maryland because of how bad the Terps have been on the road. Penn State, I thought, was off the bubble when it blew a 19-point lead with 17 minutes to go against Rutgers on Sunday. Well, they redeemed themselves by beating the Purple Cats in Evanston last night. That gets them back on the bubble. So this becomes a really important game for Penn State. It's obviously an important game for Maryland, too. Terps would like to put another road win on that resume you just talked about that needs a road win. I don't know if I can trust Penn State, man. I want to, but they're so dependent on the three. And that's Maryland's better defensive team. I don't know what I'm going to do with that game right now. I'll tell you that I'm on Wisconsin tonight. I took 4.5 against Purdue, and this Purdue team's really kind of fading. I think it's pretty obvious what Purdue's doing on the offensive end of the floor, low post feeds to Zach Edey. And then, you know, if he doesn't turn around with that little hook, he's trying to find 3-point shooters. And unfortunately for the Boilermakers right now, nobody's making threes, and their freshman guards are not playing well at all away from home. It's kind of the same thing we saw from Purdue at this time last year, a team that seemed to peak in November, December, and January and start to fade in February and March. But the wheels are falling off the Illini, and Purdue can get an outright Big Ten title on Sunday if it wins. Well, if Purdue loses at Wisconsin, the Sunday game is going to be for the outright Big Ten title. And I think Purdue is going to roll in that scenario if that's the case. Now, Purdue could clinch the outright title at Wisconsin tonight. If that's the case, I would like Purdue a little bit less on Sunday, but I don't like the way this Illinois team's playing, Tim. And to me, the Illini look like a bet against. I think the best spot in the Big Ten Sunday is going to be Indiana over Michigan. And Mike Woodson called it a BS performance. The 22-point home loss to Iowa, that was the Hoosiers had a little, you know, maybe a hangover from the party from beating Purdue and West Lafayette, and they weren't ready to play. They got embarrassed by the Hawkeyes. It's going to be back-to-back road games for Michigan, and I think the Hoosiers are going to be a really good bet on Sunday. So that's actually the spot I like the most in the Big Ten.
All right, Indiana against Michigan. One final one I want to just throw your way. They play tonight, but we'll see what the number is. Memphis is starting to get right, and they actually played Houston pretty well just a couple weeks ago. I think this could be a spot to back Memphis catching. What would you say like 6 or 7 against Houston? This one will be at home. Houston has everything locked up. at American Athletic Conference. They've got the number one seed, and Memphis needs a win for Memphis would, I think, put them in the field if they could pull this outright upset off. So I think this is a completely, you know, desperate spot for Memphis. So I like Memphis on Sunday at home against Houston, where they'll be catching. I mean, hopefully it's not suppressed, which it may be, but I'm hoping to catch like a 6 or a 7. That would be beautiful if I can get that with Memphis.
You know, I don't think we're going to get 7 because a lot of people are looking at that game the same way you are and I am right now. So we want to bet Memphis. And I think that number is going to open a little bit lower because of that. Now, Houston, right now, I would say who's the number one overall seed in your estimation? Kansas or Houston? Because Kansas has got the most quad one wins by far.
Houston.
How many quad one wins does Houston have? You know, if you compare that part of the resumes, you would probably say Kansas should be the number one overall seed, right?
Pulling it up now, quad one Kansas, victories.
Houston's got like 14, I think, right?
Houston has 4 and Kansas has 15.
So, I mean, you can make a case that Kansas is the number one overall seed. Of course, Kansas has got to play at Texas on Saturday. I think Houston and Kansas are the two teams vying for that overall number one. But I'm with you here. The Cougars are probably going to blow out Wichita State on Thursday night. And then I'm looking to play Memphis. I don't think we're going to get 7. I think it's going to be closer to 5 or 5.5, but I'll probably still play Memphis.
Yeah, and I would guess that there will be – I would bet this game early because I think steam will come on Memphis for sure. So on Saturday night, folks, while you're out and about, once those lines pop, if you're like us, I would look to grab Memphis in this spot. Obviously, we're going to have a ton more to get to next week with all of the conference tournaments going on. Just a quick wrap up here, quick summary. Gonzaga -120 or better. If you could find, I haven't seen a better than -120 anymore. If you could get that, Matt, that would be a recommendation for you.
Yes. Okay. Gonzaga to win the West Coast Conference. And I think that 120 price is still out there last night.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm looking at it right now. Circa has it at -120, readily available at -120. So, I think I'll probably make that play as well. You want to run through the spots you're looking for Saturday real quickly again before we bid farewell?
Auburn over Tennessee, Arkansas over Kentucky, UCLA over Arizona, Utah State over Boise, and I think San Diego State and Nevada are both going to win in blowouts on Saturday night, but it's kind of tough to sit here and say lay the points because I don't like to do that. But Sunday, I'm going to look at Memphis and Indiana.
I'm going to look Memphis. I'm going to look Auburn as well. I'm going to look Utah State. And then one final one. Oh, the number is going to be really big, though. Maybe Clemson first half. Notre Dame is coming off of a monumental victory. All three of us, including Wes Reynolds, were on that on Wednesday night. Mike Bray was out and about with the fan base, enjoying himself, rightfully so. And you've got a Clemson team there at home, very much on the bubble, probably on the outside looking in, so they can ill afford to mess around. I think Clemson puts it on the Irish on Saturday night down there in South Carolina. So maybe a first half look. We'll see what that line is. It's going to be double digits, but I think Clemson coming off of the loss to UVA, Matt, taking on a Notre Dame team who just really enjoyed themselves on Wednesday night. I can't imagine the game plan is going to be too stringent for the Irish on Saturday at Clemson.
It's going to be a hangover from that party. That was a home run spot for the Irish to send Mike Bray out a winner in his final home game. I mean, we all could see that one plain as day. And it played out perfectly for us on Notre Dame. I've been on the Irish a few times here late in the season and paid off. I am not going to even consider Notre Dame in this spot. This is Clemson or pass all the way. You're right about that.
All right. That is going to do it for this episode. A quick one. We'll be back or Matt will be back, his show with Wes Reynolds and our Friday night circa contest, where Matt right back in the thick of it after a 5-0 weekend. So a great weekend there, really good weekend for most folks. So have all of our picks in your feed. That'll be there on late Friday, early Saturday morning. So stay tuned for that. And then, of course, plenty of content next week. And just a reminder, on Sunday, Selection Sunday, so a week from this Sunday, Matt Newman's, Adam Burke, and myself, we will be on the air live on VSiN, 7 p.m. Eastern for 2 hours, breaking down the bracket, looking at the fresh lines, any bets that we will have. So that will be live on VSiN and also in this feed as well. So, Matt, same plan, by the way. Just you got the new show, VSiN Tonight with Wes Reynolds. Same plan on Fridays, that final hour.
That's right. The Circa College Hoops Challenge final hour is all the picks for the contest. And it's tight, Tim. We got 15 plays left in this contest. And we've got probably, what, seven guys who could still win this thing, including you. So yep. Let's have a strong finish here. And the final 10 plays, by the way, are going to be the first two rounds of the NCAA tournament on Thursday and Friday.
Can't wait. It's going to be great. We're going to have all of those picks in this feed, so you're going to want to tune in. It paid dividends last Saturday. If you listened, we had some really good cards out there, a lot of above 500, a 5-0 spot there from Matt. So for Matt Newman's, you can follow him on Twitter at Matt Newman's or at Matt Newman's 247. I'm at 1 Tim Murray. Rate, review, and most importantly, subscribe to the VSiN College Basketball Podcast. We'll talk to you on Friday evening in this feed right here. This is the College Basketball Betting Podcast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl goes shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.